Yeah, great, Justin. How about you?
Man, great. Great to have you on. We appreciate it. And as you know, you and I have talked off the air. We are not the show that covers recruiting real closely, but certainly with a new head coach and a new philosophy and, you know, a new approach on the field, it's going to be very interesting to see how things go in the recruiting landscape. Actually, coming up a little bit later, we're going to have Drew Morgan, who has a very firm verbal commitment, coming on the show. He's the Lanners Award winner from last night. But in talking to recruits and kind of being out there a little bit, what are you finding, and what's the take on Brett Bielema from these guys?
Yeah, so far, just about everything I've been hearing has been positive. Well, really everything. I shouldn't say just about everything. I think recruits have really kind of latched on to Bielema's personality from what I can tell. He's a very laid-back, relaxed guy. He's got some pretty salty recruiters out there on the road right now. They've been doing well as far as getting guys in for visits at positions of need. Right now they just need to land some guys, and they're going to do their best this weekend. They've got 11 kids coming in Friday, one coming in today, and a 6'10" offensive tackle from Colorado, and they're going to try to close the deal on a couple of them, and I think there's a pretty good chance that they do that.
The 6'10 kid at high school, or is he JUCO?
No, he's a high school kid.
Wow.
6'10", 292 pounds, a guy named Dan Skipper from Arvada, Colorado. Obviously, 6'10 is huge for an offensive tackle. You never hear about anything like that. I think Tutal Jones was, 6'9"? This kid's an inch taller and still growing, but moves really well, bends really well. If you see him play on the field, you wouldn't know he's 6'10 until he stands straight up. He's a guy that they've targeted and somebody that they're really hoping to land. Right now, he's committed to Tennessee. He committed to Arkansas's new offensive line coach, Sam Pittman, when Coach Pittman was at Tennessee, and the two have a really good relationship. And, they're pretty optimistic, and I think the folks in Tennessee aren't very optimistic at this point, but there are some other teams he's looking at, and it's going to get interesting here in the next couple of weeks.
Talk to me about the mid-year guys, the enrollees who are already on campus.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I guess, kind of give me an overview on those guys and what you feel like they might bring and what you've been able to glean, and maybe talking to the coaching staff about the guys that are already in.
Yeah, they went and addressed some needs there. They got T.Q. Coleman, a safety from Georgia Military College, really a hard hitter. I mean, this guy will bring the wood. He'll lay it on you. Carroll Washington, who was we have at 24/7 Sports, have him ranked the number one junior college cornerback in the nation. Obviously, that's somebody you always want to add to your team. They've got Mike Tavares, an outside linebacker, originally from Oregon, but by way of College of the Siskiyous out in Weed, California. Very athletic guy. He was a decathlete. I think he had never done a decathlon before, and then won the California Junior College State Championship last year. Just a heck of a player. And then, of course, you got North Little Rock's Martrell Spate, who they signed at midterm. He's still got class he's taken down there in Central Arkansas, but he's expected to be here late spring, early summer. And obviously that was a huge pickup for Arkansas. He's a position of need at linebacker. He's a homegrown kid and a two-time junior college All-American, as is the offensive lineman they signed, Jonathan McClure.
Mm-hmm.
Who also is a guy that's really going to come in handy for them next year with an offensive line that's had some issues the last couple of years.
Robert Turbeville joining us, 24/7 Sports. And let me ask you about, every so often I'll see a story about, one of the guys that was being pursued by the previous coaching staff where they're off him, I guess. Talk to me a little bit about what, if you've been able to glean this from talking to them, I guess, as far as what places of need, what areas of need, and we just talked about that a little bit, I guess, with some of the early guys that were in, but some of the areas of need that, maybe they feel like they didn't need some of these guys that they had been chasing or the previous staff had been chasing, and where they're really trying to hit it hard now from a position standpoint.
Yeah, sure. I'll just walk you through position by position. At quarterback, they're probably done. They've got Austin Allen of Fayetteville committed. They've got a really good junior college kid who's going to walk on, who had originally signed with Iowa out of high school, former four-star and All-American. If they do decide to take one more quarterback, it very well could be a kid named John O'Korn from Fort Lauderdale, who's currently committed to Houston but has a really good relationship with Charlie Partridge. Drop down to running back, they're looking to sign probably two guys, one to two. If they can get Alex Collins, the five-star from Fort Lauderdale, they may just stop. But, I mean, obviously they aren't going to turn down LT Tenpenny either. I'd say the odds of them getting LT aren't looking very good, but you never know with a home state kid.
Right.
Wide receiver, they're looking to sign three guys. Of course, they've already got Drew Morgan, so they're going to add a couple of guys to go with him.
Does he project as a wide receiver for sure? Because I know he can do a number of different things.
Yeah, he can play wide receiver. He can play cornerback. I tell you what, I watched his film yesterday, and he impresses me just as much on defense as he does on offense. Right now, they're talking about playing him at wide receiver, but that could always change. He's also a guy who can return kicks, just a heck of an athlete.
Mm-hmm.
We'd be on the offensive line. They're going to get four to five guys there. That's in addition to McClure. Tight ends, they're hoping to sign two. If they get just one, so be it. They just want that one to be Hunter Henry,
right?
Who's coming in this weekend for a visit. Defensive line, probably, I think they're looking at two guys, either ends or tackles. It doesn't matter to them. Tackle is a position of need. They only signed one last year, so I wouldn't be surprised if they did get two more defensive tackles to go along with Tevin Beanham, defensive end. Linebacker, I think they're looking to sign three or four guys. Cornerbacks, probably one more guy there. Might be a junior college guy, might be a high school guy. They've got a junior college All-American who's pretty interested in him right now. That'd be a heck of a combination if you can get the number one junior college cornerback in the country along with a junior college All-American. That would be huge for Arkansas. And then safety, they're going to sign three. They've got one signed already. They've got two committed. One of those who's committed is looking around, visiting Auburn this weekend, a kid named Kari Harding from Edmond, Oklahoma. I'd say he's probably a soft commit right now, and who knows if he's going to end up at Arkansas. And then they're looking to sign one punter. I've got a kid from Australia coming in this weekend.
Really?
Yeah,
I like that.
6 foot three kid named Sam Irwin Hill, and played out at City College of San Francisco. Arkansas is his favorite. If they offer him, I expect him to commit. And obviously, he averaged 46.1 yards per punt last year, so he'd be a nice addition. And certainly with Dylan Breeding leaving, he would come in handy next year.
That's not bad at all.
Yeah, what's with the all the Australian? I guess like is a wing from there.
They're good with the left foot.
Yeah, he is. You know, they've got an outfit that Sam Irwin Hill trained with them. They're called Pro Kick Australia, and they take these guys who grew up on soccer and Australian rules football, and they teach them how to kick an American football.
That's crazy.
I'd really like to know why they wear different cleats. You ever see like a kicker or a punter wear different colored cleats? What is that reason for?
There's a unique kicking shoe. I don't know what it is exactly or what it does.
Yeah, you know, they have different kicking shoes for those guys, lighter ones.
Why can't they wear both light shoes?
It's sort of like wearing a it's like wearing a yellow jersey in practice. It means don't touch me.
Well, why can't they wear, like, let's just say
why
the shoe is yellow.
Yeah,
can't you just match yellow with yellow?
You know, it's a good point, Pat. Yeah, I don't know. Turbo, you're not a kicking expert, I assume. That's a good question, though, if we get one on.
Turbo, maybe the Aussie will let us in on that little secret.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I'll ask him if I talk to him here in the next few days.
I will wonder if his goal is to, like, get a unsportsmanlike conduct. So, I don't know if he's as athletic as Wing is, but that's the only time I've ever seen that, so.
Yeah. No, this kid's pretty athletic. He's a big kid, too, 6'3", 210, so. Maybe he can lay a lick on folks, too.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, man, we appreciate it. We'll get
Thanks,
you on
buddy.
Again here over the next couple of weeks and keep an eye on what's happening. But talk about 24/7 before we let you go a little bit for folks who aren't as familiar with the site as we have become. I guess just kind of give us an overview. I was on there this morning and I guess I had game recaps and all that stuff. So certainly for sports fans, you got a little bit of everything.
Yeah. You know, recruiting is kind of our bread and butter. We 24/7 Sports was founded about 3 years ago. By Shannon Terry and Bobby Burden, the two guys who founded Rivals.com. They sold out to Yahoo, had a no-compete clause, and when that was over, started competing. And we've got sites all over the country, all over the I think we're in every SEC market now except for Missouri, but we're all over the country. Hit the recruiting hard, hit football hard, hit basketball. We're even going to be doing Hog Baseball again this year. We've got a message board that's extremely popular. And check us out. Right now we've got a 7-day free trial going on, Arkansas.247sports.com. We're pretty confident once you guys check us out, you'll like us, and I hope you stick around.
Thank you, buddy.
Man, I appreciate you. We'll visit with you again soon.
Great. Anytime. Thanks, guys.
Turbo, later, take care, buddy. Appreciate it. Robert Turboville, and it's 24/7 Sports. Check it out. And good stuff.